Then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and worshipped, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job chapter 1 verse 20 to verse 21. Welcome to the show. I'm William. Today, we'll begin a journey I call When Faith Meets Reality. And I want to start where most of us eventually find ourselves. Broken, confused, yet strangely held together. Maybe you've been there. Or maybe you are there now. That space where life has unfolded, but not how you pictured it. Where your plans met silence, your prayers hit ceilings, and your soul keeps whispering, God, are you there? Today we meet Job. Not the Sunday school version, not the quick summary we recite to feel better, but the man, the heart, the ache. Job didn't just suffer loss. He lived through silence. He watched his world fall apart, and he clung to a God he couldn't hear, and a hope he couldn't always feel. His story is more than about pain. It's about endurance without answers, faith without feelings, worship without a reason. And here's the truth I want us to chew on today. Sometimes, the greatest faith isn't in what we say. It's in what we survive. Job's life shows us a different kind of strength. Not the kind that fights back with logic or escapes with distractions, but the kind that stays, that sits in the ashes, that weeps, still whispers, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's not easy faith. That's not flashy faith. That's refined faith. And some of you know exactly what I mean. You've been faithful, but nothing's working. You've prayed, but the doors, they shut. You've shown up, but still feel invisible. You're surrounded, but deeply misunderstood. And it's here that Job teaches us something precious. God can handle your honest, your questions, your pain. You don't have to fake joy to stay close to him. You don't need the right words for him to stay near. And better yet, he never wastes a tear. Not one. Maybe today isn't about having it all figured out. Maybe it's about showing up, even if all you have left is a whisper. Before this day gets noisy, before the calls, checklists, the scrolls and the screens, pause and ask yourself, am I still trusting God in the dark? Because in that quiet faith, there is a fire. There is a strength growing deep inside you, not out, but lasting. You may not feel it. You may not even see it. But God is not absent in your silence. He's present. And in the end, like Job, you'll find that what you thought was a breaking was really to become. Thanks for spending these minutes with me. This is Anchor, your weekly pause for faith, wisdom, and real talk. Until next time, keep trusting even in the fog.